It falls to me today to do the short meditation, and today, 4th April, it marks the 44th anniversary of the death of one of the best-known advocates of the 20th century. I refer to Martin Luther King, Jr. He's gone down in history as a great advocate in the U.S., of non-violent protest and of equal civil rights for all, regardless of race or colour. Having been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964, he was killed, he was gunned down, at the age of 39 on the 4th of April, 1968. But this morning, we think for a few minutes of a far greater advocate than Martin Luther King, Jr. I refer, of course, to the person of our Lord Jesus. Because today we have reached number 11 in our series on the titles of our Lord. Christ, our advocate. But he, that is our Lord Jesus, is not, as Martin Luther King was, he is not an advocate of a cause, no matter how worthy that cause may have been. He is an advocate on behalf of his people. He is, so to speak, the believer's legal representative with God. My Bible reading today comes from the pen of one of Jesus' disciples, that of the Apostle John. I quote, "If we say that we have not sinned, we make God a liar. But if anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins." Now, in the opening words of that reading, John was referring to the brazen claim made by certain false teachers of his day that they had never committed any sins whatever. Now, as the apostle was quick to point out, in making such a claim, they had the effrontery to make God himself out to be a liar, because in his word he had made it abundantly clear that in his sight, and he knew the heart, the human heart, as nobody else, in his sight, everyone had sinned. Had his word not included both the statement of Solomon, that there is no one who does not sin, and the equally plain statement of the prophet Isaiah, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. No, John says, such a patently false claim will never wash, as his fellow apostle Paul had expressed it some time before, all have sin. But over against that false claim of the heretics of his day, that they had never sinned, John points his readers to the wonderful provision which God has made for the sinning Christian, to the provision which he has made in our Lord Jesus as our advocate, who appears for us in the presence of the one against whom ultimately all sin is committed, namely God the Father. And it is, I note, John who speaks elsewhere in the New Testament of the devil as the accuser of believers, as the one who brings charges, levels charges against them, and who does so relentlessly. And alas, speaking for myself, my own conscience bears witness that Satan has no problem whatever in finding ample ammunition for his accusations against Malcolm. Quite often on Lord's Day mornings in the other hall, some of us sing the words of an old hymn which reads, "I hear the accuser roar of ills that I have done, I know them well, and thousands more Jehovah findeth none. And the reason that God does not hold any of the believer's sins against him or her is simply that the Lord Jesus has suffered for them in his or her place. That he is, in the word of our Bible reading today, he is the propitiation for our sins. And that word propitiation means there that in his sacrificial death on the cross, the Saviour fully met and appeased the wrath of God against our sins. The wrath. Wrath being the inevitable, the inescapable reaction of a holy God to sin. And as John made clear, it's on account of his sacrificial death on our behalf in the past that the now risen, exalted Lord Jesus appears as our advocate with God the Father in the present. If anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Jewish rabbis taught that a man's advocates with God were of his own making. He who performs just one precept of God's law, they taught, gains for himself an advocate. Or again, in the heavenly judgment, a man's advocates are repentance and good works. 1,000 times no, John says, no work of our own can ever act as our advocate with God. Only him whose one single sacrifice dealt with our sins fully and forever. And my shelter from God's wrath today does not come, as the false teachers of John's day supposed, it does not come from denying that which I have done. It comes in trusting wholly in that which he, the Lord Jesus, has done. We read in the Old Testament, it's in the early days of Samuel the prophet, of an old priest in Israel by the name of Eli. Now, sadly, Eli's two sons, Hophni, Phinehas, were extremely wicked men, both religiously and morally. On one occasion, their father rebuked the two scoundrels. "Why do you do such things?" he asked. "I hear of your evil dealings from all the people. If someone sins against a man, God will settle the dispute as arbitrator through the proper authorities. But if someone sins against the Lord, who will entreat for him? Who will arbitrate? Who will intercede for him?" Now, the answer to his question, as Eli meant it to be understood, was, of course, no one. No one would. Nobody could entreat for such a person, that no one could act as advocate on behalf of someone who sinned against the Lord. Yes. But from our standpoint today, with the cross of Christ behind us, each of us whose trust is wholly in the work of the Lord Jesus on that cross, we can respond. Eli, you ask, if someone sins against the Lord, who will entreat for him? Well, we know someone who will, and who does. It's the man of Calvary, the one who there suffered the judgment and wrath of God in our place, and who now lives to be our advocate with God. And this morning, you and I, we think not so much about Martin Luther King Jr., the advocate of equal civil rights for all, whose death is remembered by many today, Wednesday. We think rather about the Lord Jesus, our advocate with God, whose death will be remembered in perhaps a special way by many this coming Friday, on so-called Good Friday. Now, whatever the details of his assassination, there can be no doubt that Martin Luther King was killed only because he chose to be the advocate that he was. But by way of contrast, my Lord Jesus has become my advocate only because he chose to die the death he did. But for him, that is Jesus, that death was not the last chapter. And unlike Martin Luther King, as many of us will be celebrating this coming Lord's Day, he, Jesus, that is, rose from the dead, third day, rose to be our Saviour, our Lord, and our Advocate with the Father.